BDBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long.
1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 and 24. Thanksgiving is. Apostle Paul says he, quote, received from the Lord the method and meaning of the Lord's Supper. The Greek verb for received is paralomabano, associated with being educated in a tradition from someone else. The NIV text note says, quote, Paul does not necessarily mean that he received the Lord's Supper directly from Christ. The information was probably passed on to him by others who had heard it directly from Jesus. Perhaps it was Ananias, who was there at his initial conversion, and maybe Barnabas of Damascus, who stood up for him initially when he went to go talk to the apostles and the leaders of the church in Jerusalem. Acts chapter 9, verse 10 and chapter 9, verses 17 through 22 and verse 27. Apostle Paul conveys that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took bread and gave thanks, verse 24. Giving thanks was the Jewish practice at meals, especially the Passover. The word Eucharist comes from the Greek eucharistia. Is that right? Eucharista. There we go. And Eucharistos, meaning grateful, thankful, to show favor and grace. The Israelites were thankful for being freed from slavery in Egypt. But why was Jesus thankful? He knew his betrayer sat in the room with him. Luke chapter 22, verses 21 through 22. Jesus tells us why. Quote, this is my body which is for you, verse 24a. Jesus was thankful that he could obey his Father in providing a way for those he loved to be saved from slavery to sin and death. Not only was he thankful, but Jesus was eager to obey. Quote, I have eager desire to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will not eat it again until it finds fulfillment in the kingdom of God. Luke chapter 22, verses 14 through 15. Even though my future looks to be a walk in the dark, trashy alley full of a possible assailants and temptations, I will be thankful for the here and now. The Lord's Supper is a time to be grateful. My immediate future is unknown. Jesus knew his immediate future, yet he had reasons to be thankful. He looked forward to the fulfillment of the supper in the kingdom of God. Lord, let others find a few to share your supper with, to be thankful with.
BDBD is sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group study the Bible.